Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it's about that time. Tonight, somebody say tonight.
Tonight.
We have gathered together here in the temple, here at Valley Kingdom Ministries International, Valley West. We've come tonight to worship. Tonight to worship, not to record. We're just going to have the equipment here to record the worship. But I believe there's going to be a very special experience. Do anybody believe that tonight? There's going to be a moving of Holy Spirit even in this place. Tonight, our desire in the temple is to bring you into the outer court with praise. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. And then from there, we're going to move into the inner court. And then our final destination, if Holy Spirit says the same, is we want to enter into that private place, the Holy of Holies. That's what we're here tonight. That's what the reason why we've come together tonight. We've come together to worship and give glory and praises unto his name, because we have learned something, and continue, we are learning something, that there's power in being in the presence of the Holy Spirit. How many of you know that there's peace in being in his presence? How many know that there's joy in being in his presence? How many know that there's power and deliverance about being in his presence? But I want to tell you something else about Valley Kingdom Ministries International. Not only have we learned more about worship, we understand clearly that there is a mandate on this ministry, and to take it from the neighborhood to the nation. Why? Because we understand that it's all about the kingdom. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about any of us, but it's all about the kingdom. It's all about lifting up the name of Jesus. It's all about getting souls saved and getting backsliders to be reclaimed.
It's all about the kingdom. Welcome to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson. Today is our segment of Soul Talk, and our talk is about blessing the Lord with all of our soul and with all that is within us. So sit back and enjoy this selection. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Today, we're here to bless the Lord. The book of Psalms 34, which is a psalm of David. And this psalm is a psalm that encouraged David. He said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. My life makes it boast in the Lord. Let the humble and afflicted hear and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. For verse says, I sought the Lord and required him, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. And they looked to him and were radiant. Their faces shall never blush for shame or be confused. The poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angels of the Lord encamped around those who fear him, and each of them he delivers. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts and take refuge in him. O fear of the Lord, you his saints, for there is no want to those who truly reverence and worship him with godly fear. The young lions lack food and suffer hunger, but they who seek the Lord and on the authority of his word, none of them shall lack any benefits. Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you to reverence and worshipfully fear the Lord. What man is he who desires life and longs for many days that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek and inquire for and crave and seek and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous and his ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. But when the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of their distress and troubles. The Lord is close to those who are of a broken heart and save those such as are crushed with sorrow for sin and are humbly and sorely penitent. Many evils confront the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. He keeps all his bones, not one of them is broken. But the evil shall cause the death of the wicked. And they who hate the just and righteous shall be held guilty and shall be condemned. The Lord redeems the lives of the servants, and none of those who take refuge and trust in him shall be condemned or held guilty. Oh, come bless the Lord with me today. For those that are depressed, oppressed, feeling hopeless, desolate, trodden down, bless the Lord with me today. Those that are fearless, fearful, that hopeless, that seeking peace, that seeking refuge, bless the Lord with me. So within the next hour, you'll hear music. This is the mind and heal the soul. But within this next hour, we're going to encourage you, inspire you with music, which is the mind and the soul. Also, to encourage you with the word from Psalms 34, and the messenger is David, a man after God's own heart, a man that experienced fear, but remained to bless the Lord. And for spiritual enrichment, yours truly, Evangelist Jackson, is here to bring healing to your soul. And we're going to share today why you should bless the Lord. Because you're blessed to be a blessing. But the word says that blessed is the man who walks with and lives not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path where sinners walk, nor sit down where the scoffers gather. But his delights and desires are in the law of the Lord, and on his law, the precepts and the instructions, the teaching of God. You and I will habitually meditate day and night, for this is the word of the Lord. So sit back and enjoy music to soothe the mind and heal the soul.
Hallelujah. We're going to be healed. Give it up for prayer.
Bible says, praise the Lord in the good and in the bad. Praise Him at all times. Let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. You might ask, well, there are times when I don't feel like praising. Many times, fear overtakes us and cancels out the opportunity to be blessed. Many times we don't recognize that fear is a word, is a spirit, is a emotion, a distressing emotion that is aroused by impending danger, evil, pain. Fear explained by the psychology today says that fear is a vital response to physical and emotional danger. If we didn't feel it, we couldn't protect ourselves from legitimate threats. But often we fear situations that are far from life or death, and thus we hang back for no good reason. Fear is a trauma. Traumas or a bad experience can trigger a fear response within us that's hard to quell. Yet it exposes ourselves to our personal demons in the best way to move past them. Wapitika defines fear as an emotion induced by a threat perceived by living entities, which causes a change in our brain, in the way we think, and it causes a change in our organ function, and ultimately a change in our behavior, such as running away from pain, running away from traumatic events. Sometimes we mask the pain. We internalize the pain in our heart when we are offended, when we are betrayed, when we are misled. Fear. Fear of evidence appearing real, some would say. But my beloved today, I want to encourage you that fear no more, because God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. See, the Bible says when we first seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all these things shall be added. The Bible says that we're blessed. Blessed meaning happy. We're fortunate. We are to be envied because we're the sons and daughters of Abraham. That's why David was, it says that when he pretended to be insane before Abimelech, who drove him out of the land, he went away to get into the presence of God. And while he was in the presence of God, he said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and His praises shall continually be in my mouth. My life makes it boast in the Lord. Let the humble and afflicted hear and be glad. See, his life His life, he says, make it boast in the Lord. His life was focused not on himself, but his life was focused on being in God's presence. And Psalm 33 says, rejoice in the Lord, O you righteously, for praise is becoming and appropriate for those who are upright. He says, give thanks to the Lord with the lyre, sing praises to him with the harp of ten strings. So his boast was not of himself, but his boast was in the Lord. He said, so let the humble and afflicted hear and be glad. So those of you that are afflicted, hear this and be glad today. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. But David said, he sought, he inquired of the Lord and required him. In other words, he needed to get a necessity. And of that necessity and of the authority of his word, he needed to hear his cry. He needed to hear God's voice. He needed to be confident. He said, so he sought, and God heard him. He said, God heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Psalms 107 says that he sent his word, and his word healeth it. They looked to him and was radiant in the fifth verse, with their faces, and their faces shall never blush for shame or be confused. The poor man, there was a poor man that cried, and this poor man, he cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of his troubles. So why not praise him? Why not bless the Lord? The angel, knowing that the angel was encamped around those who fear him, he delivered them. See, fear is a reverence and worship. And when we fear God and worship him with all, he delivers us according to Psalms 18:1 and Psalms 145:20. So taste and see that the Lord, our God, is good. Blessed is the man who trusts and takes refuge in him. Oh, fear the Lord, dear saints, for there is no want to those who truly reverence and worship him with godly fear. The 10th verse said that the young lions, they lack food and they suffer hunger, but they who seek the Lord by right of their needs and on the authority of his word, none of them shall lack any beneficial thing. So come, you children, listen to me. David said it, and I will teach you to reverence and worshipfully fear the Lord. What man is he who desires life and longs for many days that he may see good? See, David gives us some instructions and said that they that keep their tongue from evil and their lips from speaking deceit, they that depart from evil and do good and seek and inquire for and crave for peace and pursue it, the eyes of the Lord are two looks The eyes of the Lord is upon the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. And the face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. But when the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of their distress and trouble. You, my beloved children of God, they that are called by his name, by the name of Jesus, calling the name of Jesus, the Lord hears our cry, because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes into the Father but by the name of Jesus. Jesus is our healer, our deliverer, our help in the time of need. He's our intercessor. And when he goes before the Father in our behalf, we have peace that surpasses all understanding. We have healing, for by his stripes we are healed. We have deliverance, for there is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, because the Lord is close to those who are of a broken heart, and save them that are crushed with sorrow, with sin, and are humble and thoroughly repentant. The Bible says it's impossible to please God without faith. When we confess that Jesus is Lord and that he has died and rose again, the Bible tells us, according to Romans 10 and 9, that thou art saved. The Bible says also that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of all unrighteousness. For none but the righteous shall see God. So when we see Matthew 6:33 says, seek the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added. It's all in the name of Jesus. So, if you want peace, if you want joy, delivered from the fears of the thoughts of the things that seem of real, we're going to get set free of the fears of the cares of this world. If you want to get delivered from the physical and emotional roller coaster, you want to get delivered of all the slander, of all the unseen, I would say game, the unseen thing that causes us to feel like we're all alone. If you want to get free of fear, just call on the name of Jesus. Call in the name of Jesus, my beloved. Open your mouth and just cry out, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus is a deliverer. He went to the cross for you and I. Perhaps some of you may not quite understand this message. But to be totally whole, we have to understand that we are spirit, soul, and body. For spiritual enlightenment, you need the word. You need the word to meditate on day and night, according to Joshua 1:8, that thou will prosper and be successful. And John says it like this, my beloved, I wish above all things that thy prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. When God breathed into Adam in his nostrils, Adam became a living soul. He understood that he was naked. He understood that he disobeyed God and he hid from God. But when he acknowledged that he was naked, he recognized the voice of God. See, when we recognize the voice of God, that's my beloved. The fear of the Lord is not a fear that causes you condemnation. Because, see, any man be in Christ is a new creature. The old man has passed away. Any man be in Christ, he's blessed to be a blessing. He's blessed because he is an heir of the kingdom. Fear of God is reverence. Nothing more but reverencing God, acknowledging that he is the creator of heaven and earth. He is our Father. So when we delight and desire the law of the Lord and his precepts, his instructions, his teachings, when we meditate on his word day and night, we become like a tree firmly planted by the streams of water, ready to bring forth its fruit in its season. It's like a leaf that does not fade or wither, but everything he does shall prosper and come to maturity. But the wicked, those that disobey and live without God, are not so. They that are without the word, without truth, is without life. They're worthless. They're dead without substance, which the wind drives away. But blessed are they that walk and live not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path where sinners walk, nor sit where the scornful, which are the mockers, but they delight themselves in the law of the Lord. You're listening to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live on www.blogtalkradio.com.
Is
Jesus told the disciples in John 14, let not my heart, your heart be troubled, because he was going to prepare a place for the 12 disciples. He said, where I go, you may go also. But as he said, he was preparing their hearts because he knew that he had to ascend and go to the place, Tennessee, because he knew that he was to die and to resurrect in 3 days. But they were troubled because they didn't quite understand. He said that he would send them a comforter, and the comforter would be with them to bring all things to their remembrance and to teach them all things. So today, my beloved, if you're feeling hopeless, if you're feeling fearful, ask God to speak to your hearts today. Speak to your heart, because in the heart is the treasures. See, when you hide the word in your heart, as David said, it kept him from sin. Not only that, he asked God to create in him a clean heart, to renew a right spirit within. Because David was full of psalms, full of prayer. And then Psalm 23, he acknowledged God and saying, the Lord is my shepherd. In other words, as a shepherd, he was asking God to feed, to guide, and to shield him, that he shall not lack. Yes, make me lie down in green pastures and lead me beside the still and restful waters, so that I may have fresh and tender pastures. He says, refresh and restore my soul, myself. He said, lead me in the path of righteousness, upright and right standing with him. Not for his own earnings, but for Christ's name's sake. He said, yes, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear or dread no evil, for you are with me. Your rod, it protects me, and your staff, it guides me. They comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup runs over. Surely, only goodness, mercy, and your unfailing love shall follow me all the days of my life. And though the length of my days, the house of the Lord and his presence shall be my dwelling place. Perhaps this is your prayer. At noon, we invite you to spend time in your daily schedule and spending a minute, a moment, a second, 15 minutes, a half an hour, 45 minutes to 1 hour, and pray. Why? Prayer is our communication language, our spiritual language that connects to the Father. And we need the Lord at all times. And when our praises go up, our blessings come down. Prayer is the key. And faith unlocks the door. Prayer changes our situation. Prayer activates heaven. Prayer. I can't stress it enough. Prayer. Prayer prepares you. Your heart, your soul, and your mind to release the blessings. David says, lift up your head, O you gates. Yes, lift them up, you abiding doors, that the King of glory may come in. You may lift up your heads, lift up your hands, bow your knees. By faith, you shall receive. If you think not, listening to Kingdom Focus with Brother Jackson Live, and this is all Soul Talk. Many times we seek for comfort, and many choose Jack Daniels. Some use weed and crack. Some use sex. But today, I challenge you to seek the Word of God. Read the Word of God. And watch the move of God. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, healing, deliverance, all because of Jesus. You may not know the way, but like David said, show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your path. Guide me in your truth and faithfulness, and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you do I wait all the day long. My beloved, rise, shine, give God the glory. Call on his name.
What's the name above all names?
Jesus is the name above all names. So again, we bless you. Music to soothe the mind and heal the soul.
Can you lift your hands?
Call his name Jesus. Call a friend. But you listen to Kingdom Focus. Deborah Jackson live on www.blogtalkradio. We're having little technical problems with our music or But we're going to play a selection by William McDowell entitled Withholding Nothing. And then we'll go into our hour of prayer. For the first time, this is Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. We're here live on Love Talk Radio. We're focusing on ministry, music to soothe the mind and heal the soul. And many of the music that you hear listening in the background is pre-selected to minister healing. There are facts that music is part of our emotional recovery, contributes to recovery. And I've been a mental health advocate, advocating for change in the mental health system and the prison system in the community as a activist and minister of the gospel. It is our role to break the chains, the stigma of mental health. And as a community leader, it is our role that we use our voices to inform that recovery is possible. Stigma is built around mental illness, that mental illness can and does strike only certain gender or certain people, certain types of people. It's all misunderstanding. Mental illness can strike anyone. There's no age, gender, economic status, race, creed, or color. 1 in 4 Americans will experience a mental health issue in any given year. Medical science has made incredible progress over the last centuries in helping us understand that curing them, eliminating the causes of many diseases, including mental illness. However, doctors continue to solve some of the mysteries of the brain, and many of its functions continues to remain puzzled. even at the leading research center. No one fully understands how the brain works or why it malfunctions. However, researchers have determined that many mental illnesses are probably the result of a chemical imbalance in the brain. And these imbalances may be inherited or may develop because of excessive stress or substance abuse. It is sometimes easy to forget that our brain, like all of our other organs, is vulnerable to diseases. People with mental illness often exhibit many types of behavior, such as extreme sadness and inabilities. And in more severe cases, they may also suffer from hallucinations and total withdrawal. But instead of receiving compassion and acceptance, people with mental illness may experience hostility, discrimination, and stigma. Why does stigma still exist? Unfortunately, the media is responsible for many of the misconceptions that persist about people with mental illnesses. Newspaper, in particular, often stress a history of mental illness in the backgrounds of people who commit crimes of violence. The television news program frequently sensationalize crimes where people with mental illness are involved. Now, ironically, the media also offer our best hope for eradicating stigma because of its power to educate and influence public opinion. See me changing minds, changing lives. Remember, the mental health outreach ministry of Deborah Jackson, the Bombalistic Outreach Ministry. May is mental health month. But every day, there is one soul out of a million that needs a healing. So every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we're live on www.blogtalkradio. Monday, it's all about spiritual enrichment, enlightenment. Wednesday, it's Soul Talk. And on Friday's Good Friday. Friday is a time to gather and prepare for a weekend. On Friday evening is an evangelistic night. And on Saturday morning, it's Saturday breakfast and our health and wealth seminars. And then on Sunday is a true worship experience. We'd like to invite you, if you can be a part of our Fourth Friday weekend gathering, we invite you to attend. So visit our website at www.DAJ Evangelistic Outreach Ministry, or come join us at 2529 North 6th Street in Harrisburg, PA, 17110, at the place called home for Abraham's sons and daughters. And at this time, we're entering into our noonday prayer. So our reception is very limited, but if there's something that you have in mind and you can't fix it, you can't change it, don't have the funds. We don't have the connections. Well, let me invite you to the right connection. The Bible says, we cast all of our cares upon God, for he cares for us. He will not withhold anything from us. So, whatever care, know that just by the asking, it shall be given. Seek, you shall find. Knock, and the door shall open. You may need a healing for your soul. You may need deliverance of drugs, alcohol. Whatever addiction is holding nothing, give it all. God, bring about change today. Let God heal you from depression, oppression, anxiety, mood disorders, whatever may be holding you down, eating disorder, dementia. Young people today suffer from ADHD. It's estimated that more than 6 million young people in America suffers from this disorder that severely disrupts their ability to function at home, in school, or in their communities. You believe God can heal, set free, and deliver, give peace in the home, open up opportunities that children can learn how to be our future leaders of tomorrow, our teachers, our officials, scientists, engineers, our community mayor, leader in the Army, the Air Force. Just one prayer away can change a nation. The Bible said that the prayers of the righteous avail much. The prayers of the righteous. Who are the righteous? They that clean hands and a pure heart towards God. They that love the Lord with all their heart, mind, soul, and body. The Bible says that many are called, but few are chosen. And those that are blinded of the gospel, with those the gods of this world that have blinded the minds of them which believe not, according to 2 Corinthians 4:4. The Bible says that if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not, and that's the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, to shine unto them, calling us to pray, other which are in heaven, be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us of our transgression as we forgive those that transgress against us. Deliver us from all evil, for you are in charge. Thou is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name.